As promised, we're joined right now by a 13-year NFL vet, a Super Bowl champ, 18 career interceptions. He was a sixth-round pick out of Rutgers back in 09. He announced his retirement earlier this month. He is host of Double Coverage with the McCourty Twins podcast and named as the new host of the NFL Network's Emmy Award-winning Good Morning Football, which airs Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. NFL Network's Inside Training Camp coverage airs today through August 10th. Jason McCourty is my guest. Jason, it's good to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Jason, I would imagine it has been a whirlwind the last couple of weeks. You announced your retirement. You were introduced as the new host of Good Morning Football. What has this whole transition been like?
Oh, man, like you said, it's definitely been a whirlwind. 1 week I'm announcing retirement from the NFL. The next week I'm announcing joining an amazing show and Good Morning Football. So retirement was short-lived, but I'm excited about the transition and a new opportunity to go to work every day with some great people.
So, Jason, tell me about last season. You suffered a foot injury in October, and then you had surgery in November. You had told Albert Breer that at one point you were actually kind of spiraling a bit. What was that injury and the recover process like for you physically and mentally? What was that challenging time like?
Yeah, I think the toughest thing for me is I went into year 13 going down to South Florida, and the thought process in my mind was, hey, this could be it. Go down here and enjoy my 13th year. Family coming with me. We're in a great city. Then you get hurt, not even midway through the season. And first get injured, I'm just, hopefully it's just not too bad and I can be able to come back. And you find out it's a loose Frank. You got to have surgery. You got to go through that whole process. And I think early on it was just a little bit of the why me. Like, why is this happening to me now when all I wanted was 10, 11 more games? And I think over a few weeks' time, I kind of snapped out of it, and it was just a realization, a lot of conversations with my wife of just like, man, things happen for a reason, and in time, you'll fully be able to understand why you're going through this. And I think it was in that time that it became clear to me that my football career was done, and I'm fortunate enough to just be able to have something to transition into and something to be able to pour into so I can continue to work and build purpose through job.
Okay, so you nailed it. I mean, you just, I don't even think that you know to the extent that you nailed it, but I think you do. I still have athletes say to me, hey, listen, I want to be in the media. What should I do? What advice do you have for me? And you just nailed it. You want to make sure you have purpose and you want to attack it the same way you did your career, even if it's not as exciting initially as your actual career. You seem to understand this, but the thing about the media is changing so dramatically. I would answer that question differently now than I would even 5 years ago. And you've got the so-called new media. I'm curious, how are you going to approach your media career and with what mindset?
Yeah, I'm excited. I think the number one thing, I got a chance to take part in the broadcast boot camp that the NFL puts on this past April. And I think what you just said, the number one thing is you got to realize that it's work. It's a grind. Right now I've had 2 days on Good Morning Football. I'm up at 4:40 in the morning, taking a car service into New York City. That's not easy. You got to prepare for the show each and every day. You have to bring energy each and every day. For me, I was fortunate enough to play 13 years in the NFL. I want to be able to shed some of that insight on fans and everybody else that's watching. And for me, I'm just excited of what's to come. Devin and myself, like you said, we were able to do a podcast for 4 years. And I think media is what you make it. And for me, I'm excited that I don't have to be negative every time. And I think you see a wide variety of different people talking sports, whether it is podcasts, whether it's TV, whether it's radio. And I want to be able to carve out my own niche to be able to talk about the game intelligently, but also have fun. And I think that's what I'm most excited about joining Good Morning Football, because that's what we do.
My man, you get it. You understand this. You do not need to say things just to say things to get people to look at you to have success. I'm not saying that that doesn't work for certain people, but you don't have to do that. You mentioned your brother. So what's going to happen ultimately? Like, he's going to play really well, but then it's football, right? There are Sundays where he might not have a great Sunday. Are you going to have any issue pointing out that he did not have a great Sunday if he doesn't have a great Sunday?
No, not at all. I think that's the cool thing about us. Bantering back and forth is something that we've done our entire lives, and I won't have a problem. I think as soon as he makes a play, I'll be the first one singing his praises and probably won't be able to wait to do a segment on how good of a player he was on that Sunday and throughout his entire career. But I think facts are facts, and I think we both understand that. Both have played the game for so long. I had good relationships with different media members of teams I played for. And I understood, hey, if I go out there and give up two touchdowns, like, there's not much good things to write about me. So I think that's part of the job. And Dev understands that. He was at the broadcast boot camp with me. And maybe one day he may be going into media as well. So he'll fully understand that if he's out there giving up a ton of yards and stuff, I'm going to have to call him out and maybe even mention that they should probably sign me instead of him.
So really quickly, on the flip side of that, I'm a member of the media, and I also have had really good relationships with teams and players. But when things don't go well, I have a job to do as well. As an example, the Arizona Cardinals, pretty critical. I was pretty critical of them at the top of the program. I'm curious, what's your reaction to that clause in Kyler Murray's contract requiring him to do 4 hours of film study every week and the fact that they had to put that in his contract?
Yeah, very odd. And I think for me, my issue with it is it creates a distraction. Yeah, we can all get on Kyler Murray and say, oh, he should be watching more film. Oh, this is what everybody's been saying about him. But my issue is now that this has been put in the contract, Kyler Murray has to answer questions every day about it as the start of training camp rolls around. And maybe that's what the team wanted. Maybe they felt like if it was public, he'd be held accountable. But I think the flip side of that is now if I'm a member of the Arizona Cardinals and I just had a great day out there at training camp, got 2 interceptions, I'm hoping to make the team. Day one, when I get off the field, I'm going to be asked about Kyler Murray's film watching after he just signed a $200-some million contract. And I said earlier today is that we should be also giving him some of his flowers because this guy's played 3 years, has played well enough to earn a humongous contract without watching film. So, yes, do we want our quarterback to watch more film? Yes, if Kyler Murray maybe puts a little bit more preparation in, can the Arizona Cardinals finish the season a lot stronger than they have done the past 2 years? Yes, but I said it on Monday. You do not pay a guy and hope and wish that he's going to become a different person. Yes, you can put this addendum in the contract. Kyler Murray can go home, turn a video game, hit play on his iPad, and just let the film run, and no one will ever know whether he put an hour in or 5 minutes. So I think it's one of those things where this guy's been a playmaker. He's made plays, and I don't see any reason why that's going to stop happening. But I do think this thing has just created a big distraction for not only Kyler Murray, but for the team as well.
He is a 13-year NFL vet, a Super Bowl champ, and has got a new opportunity as the host of the NFL Network's Emmy Award-winning Good Morning Football. Jason, you're going to do just fine with that mentality and that mindset. Nice job. Really good to have you. Congrats on that. I hope you and I can do it again soon.
I look forward to it. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. He understands.